We're doing Rav Chalap and Toldot Vayetzer Ishon Admoni. So Esav, the first one, comes out red. He's covered with hair. They call him Esav. And then his brother comes out and his hand is holding on to the heel of Esav. They called him Yaakov. Even when it seems like Esav is the first one, nonetheless, Yaakov is holding on to the heel. And that's an indication that Esav's rule is going to be limited. Just like a dog is held in shackles, so he can bite, he can bark, but he's limited as to how far he can go. So to Esav is limited. When Esav comes out Harishon, he's first. Yaakov's there to remind us, but it's not eternal. It is limited. And even when Esav spreads his wings and wants to completely consume Am Yisrael, and he knocks him down in the most severe way, even then, Yaakov's holding on to the heel. He's saying, you're not going to do as much as you want. There's going to be a limit. There comes a point where it's Ad Kan. That's the idea of Yaakov holding on to the heel of Esav. You're first, but you're not limitless. I'm still holding on.